It's episode 18, and we're talking about how Sonia's wearing a diaper. There's some reveal, some party. There's plenty of poop. We're going in the Colombian cleanse. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Boop-dee-doo-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Poop-dee-scoop-dee-scoop-dee-whoop. Whoopity-scoop, whoop, poop. Poop-diddy-whoop, scoop. Poop, poop. Scoop-diddy-whoop. Whoop-diddy-scoop.
Scoop?
Whoop-diddy-scoop,
poop. Oh. Club AfterBuzz. It is Wednesday. Welcome to the club. Real Housewives of New York City After Show. I am your host, Hollywood Leanne. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I can't do this without my beautiful panel. One of them's dying right now, so I'll stall for a couple seconds. All right. Welcome, everybody. We have a very fantastic breakdown for you. My co-host is Chelsea Stark-Jones.
Hey, guys. Chelsea Stark-Jones.
Hi, guys. Zach Peter. And I've never wanted to have diarrhea more than tonight.
I don't know how that is a thing, but I'm Sarah Serio.
Makes you skinny like Dorinda.
Well, I know. I mean, know. I love that, but it just
jumpsuit ready.
Seemed a lot.
Give me the diarrhea.
I am totally down to go on a cleanse, Colombian cleanse. Mm-hmm. I love a good poop. We'll start it off with that because there's plenty of poop. I feel like that's the operative word. If we were on Watch What Happens Live, we'd be taking shots right now.
Yeah, that would be the word.
And we would leave very, very impaired. We would need a driver and all of that jazz. We're going to get into it tonight. We have a lot of interesting news and gossip, some from other franchises, because we need to just keep it in the family.
Yeah.
You know, we keep it in the family here. We have a fantastic Twitter segment that is just live. It happened just a couple hours ago, so everything is fresh. Fresh as a daisy. We're fresh. We all changed our diapers, yeah, so we're ready to get it started.
Yes.
Welcome. We love that you're in the live chat waiting for us. Thank you so much for being with us. We're number two on the chart. How amazing is that? So we open up with Ramona's Southampton home. Hashtag renovate. Renovate yourself.
I mean, can we call that a renovate?
No, because it was basic AF.
Oh, I feel like it was like the same as it was when she moved in with just like some new IKEA furniture that she like ordered online.
I love that Jill Zarin's in there though. There's the rugs, the Jill Zarin rugs.
I heard a shout out.
They're pet proof too. You can poop and pee on
them. She got it for free and that's why she had a name drop.
Exactly.
You guys.
Brand endorsement.
I liked it. I thought the appliances, like the marble.
What was there to like?
It was very
unbelievable.
Sarah liked it too.
It was like the cabinetry, the appliances. The countertops, the marble, that looked fresh, clean, and great. But when it came to like the kitchen table and the chairs.
Exactly, the dining room.
It basic. Just lacked the interior design that
creativity.
She is so about.
Exactly. It's details.
I think that she wasn't fully done yet, like well, obviously, but she was very excited to show
sure.
off what she did. That's
and it's
what
a beautiful home. We're not bagging on
potential,
it.
But
I'm bagging on it.
Like
the thing about it is that it's white. There's some minimalism, which I appreciate.
Very
but you
white.
Need the details of an interior designer that you just can't see. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Luann wasn't far off with the details about the plant thing because I love like some greenery, some life in there. I counted like three or four potted plants,
you
but they
some
weren't
plants,
enough.
Darling.
I counted like three or four. It's a good
help
start.
Yeah,
it's a good start.
I mean,
that's
she could have gone to Target and gotten some plants.
I think she was just too excited, too eager
which
to like, show people,
I probably would
and
too.
It just wasn't completed yet.
You know what it was? Like, the living room was done, so she just felt like everything else was going to be okay. Because
like,
the living room was.
Past it.
It wasn't bad.
But, like, let's
nice,
be real, so. That dining room looked sad. Like, for a Thanksgiving dinner, that dining room looked.
That's what I said when we were all watching. I'm like, the dining room table is awful. There's nothing on it.
No.
It looked like two salt and pepper shakers on there. I was like, what is this? Anyways,
she still had cardboard like on the floor.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. It just wasn't fully ready. But the girls are going to come over later. But for now, Tinsley and Carol, they're talking about poop because everyone is mentioning poop. You guys, we forgot to talk about how Luann shit the bed last time.
And how Ramona couldn't hold it and just fell on the floor.
So we just wanted to apologize about that and bring that up while we're just talking about poop because everyone pooped themselves.
Ramona cleaned it up with some towels, and they smelled so foul she had to put them outside.
Oh my God, so ridiculous!
It was a lot.
I couldn't with Sonia's adult diapers, like in public too, like on the plane.
She made it normal too.
Like, we didn't even try to like make it discreet. Like we were just like
lifted her shirt up too, just make a little crop top.
Like that is a Lisa Rinna Depends commercial waiting to happen. Yeah. Right,
and you know what though? Like I'm all about it. If like that's like what you have to do if you're on a plane and you're in that age range, that's fine. But here's what I'm saying.
A demographic.
Did you have to let everybody know? You couldn't just tuck it in discreetly. Like I definitely wouldn't let any guys know that I was wearing that.
Yeah, I should have been discreet. She's proud of it.
Sonia, like if any gays would have been traveling with them, they would have been like, no. You're on camera. Put the diapers away. And who took a picture of her reaching up? Like, what friend is that?
But not even she was reaching
I bet
up,
you she
was...
asked somebody. She's like, I have a cute idea. Take a picture of me.
God.
I'm
going
to post this on Instagram. Oh, my
gosh. Or she's trying to get...
Sonia Morgan
Or
diapers.
She's trying to
Sonia
get...
Sonia Morgan diapers.
To just make some extra...
They're diapers, but chic and affordable.
Everybody is reliving the boat episode right now. It was like the Titanic, according to everybody. We really didn't see much, but Tinsley didn't really panic. So because she was nonchalant, Carol's like, it's because you were abused and you're used to making excuses and saying that everything's okay, everything's fine because you were abused.
That was a stretch.
That was
so
super
awkward.
Therapist moment. That was
Tinsley
really
was uncalled. Like,
I feel like Tinsley's just like a chihuahua that's like always shaking and always nervous. So to not see her nervous in this moment was like a very like polar opposite moment. You know, like she was on some Xanax. Like something was going on that like altered her state of mind because normally she's a little too intense.
Like on the boat.
Yeah. I'm with Tinsley because we didn't see anything. So you know what? If I didn't see anything. I didn't think it was that bad. Like,
but like Sonia peed herself, and like Carol was throwing up.
Sonia always pees herself.
Like, there were like bodily reactions happening while we were on the.
That
there
was the Colombian cleanse.
It all started on the boat.
That was because they drank the water.
Yeah,
it was
the
most intense day in the cleanse.
You know what though? Here's the thing about all of this. I thought we were done with the tears, and apparently we still just had a little bit more to go. I almost played Ariana Grande, "No More Tears Left," because literally we're done with the crying.
I hope so.
We're almost done. And yeah, just the abuse thing, that was a little ridiculous.
It just made no sense. And it kind of, I don't want to say it felt like a dig, but it just was so unnecessary. Like, why even equate that to...
I feel like everybody was in a mood tonight. Yeah. Carol, Luann, we'll talk about Luann's mood too, because she was in a mood. But for now, Sonia loves her house lady, Christy. Christy's giving me very power lesbian chic, like running the house. She's productive. She's getting it rented out.
Yes, definitely.
And there's no budging with the price. And there shouldn't be. Like, people will pay to stay there. It's iconic. Like,
no.
You know what I mean?
I know. Sonia even said that. And it's true. I think it's a great townhouse, and for where she lives in New York City, like...
I think it's a great structure, but it definitely needs, like, hashtag renovation.
But I think it looks so much better. Like, looking at it today,
it does look
I was
better.
Like, it looks clean.
It looks better, but I can't, like, you can't pick up your dog's poo. Like, you
oh
can't just
God.
Clean up when you're showing
poop
a house.
Poop again, take a shot. That was so gross, wasn't it?
Yeah, when you're showing a house and you're having renters come in, like, there's things that you could do. Like, you have time for that.
At least she's honest.
I mean, yeah, but I love how Sonia still will say, I have so many things to do. Like, that's why I can't do it. It's, like, because I'm waiting for my daughter to get back, and it's like, when is she gonna stop saying about like my daughter's coming over or like she's going to a friend's play
date? She's so busy.
How old is her daughter?
She's in boarding school, right?
I don't know. I couldn't get past the dog, and she was like, "Oh, I need to take the dog out for a walk." I'm like, "What about your dog? You know, that's your daughter's dog." And I'm still mad about the dog thing, so I won't let that go. I don't know. I feel like Christy should handle most of it, but I feel like Sonia should do her part and, like, really strip everything out, paint everything out, and just, you know, whatever. You gotta have a clean slate, you know what I mean? But I like that they're leaving a little bit of Sonia's touch because you're gonna need that to rent that space out.
Absolutely.
She needs to just put the Morgan logo everywhere. and then, like, it'll really sell.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why not?
And we move on to the perfection, Bethany's apartment. That was freaking gorgeous. That I'm was sorry.
Nice. It was
the
black piping,
the makeup room, the ice maker, private elevator. Dorinda reveals she's not normal as well because, you know, no one's normal since Columbia. And Bethany said she could lick the toilet seat and she wouldn't have any diarrhea.
I know.
Good for her.
It's a nice visual.
I have a stomach of steel as well, so I'm with Bethany on that.
Oh, wow.
It's years of eating McDonald's, I think.
Yeah. That's yeah, your stomach is just, like, coated in French fries and chicken nuggets.
It's still there.
Breading.
Exactly. But it's cleansed out by alcohol weekly, so there's balance there.
Functioning.
Yes. It's all about balance.
That's what they say in the wellness community when they talk about hashtag balance.
Exactly.
McDonald's and alcohol.
Speaking Bethany's- of alcohol, you know, Dorinda said she's still kind of mad at Luann for all of this, and her and Bethany are talking about it in Bethany's brand new apartment. Let's quickly talk about Bethany's apartment, and then let's talk about this Luann and Dorinda thing that we're obviously going to just take to the reunion.
No, Bethany's apartment's beautiful. That's an apartment I would live in if I were to move to New York when I could afford that. So,
No, absolutely. It was honestly a dream.
Yeah, it
from is. Walking down the street probably 5 miles back.
No, it needs, amazing. Like, a whole spread in Architectural Digest. Mm-hmm. Like, it needs a feature Totes. On E! News. Like, we need more than just, like, a five-minute clip on The Real Housewives. And
beautiful.
I think Carol is hating that she didn't get, like, the personal tour, and she can just take the broomstick out of her butt.
I didn't get that. I'm like, what did you want? You wanted Bethany to invite you so you could be cold and rude to her over there?
I agree with that,
hypocrite.
Too. That would have been fake for Bethany to invite her to.
She, like, look wants at the apartment. Them to, like, yeah. be, have this casual. Surface relationship, but then she wants to be the first one that Bethany calls if anything.
She's like, now I know it's over. Now I know.
I'm
like, now you know it's over out of everything that's happened because Dorinda went over there first. Oh, now I know it's over.
I think if anything, it was more of a reality check for her because she said, like, I was
totally.
The one that saw the first apartment.
Yeah.
I was the one that was there before it got renovated. And so, like, now it's like, oh, wait, like, yeah, we aren't friends anymore. Mm-hmm. So, like, maybe she didn't want to be there, but was that realization? Like,
she realized.
Is
that, like,
friends.
That glamorous part of the relationship of being with Bethany, going on the trips and seeing the pretty hotel rooms and going to fancy dinners with Bethany, like, all of that's done and she's cut out.
Yeah.
Like, she's the rich teenager that finally got cut off from her family.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's quickly touch on the Dorinda and Luann thing. What do we think about Dorinda still saying that it's a bigger picture thing and, like, you know, she just feels like that was loaded and she feels like she deserves an apology as well. It's a two-way street. The handshake feels better when there's two people. Mm-hmm. I kind of agree because Luann is being, like, very extra. It's because she's not drinking, so I get it. It feels good.
Maybe she's just cranky.
But
it's
she
not
is cranky.
Good. Maybe she's cranky because she's not drinking.
Like, she was cranky this whole episode.
It's like what
she
happens when you have a caffeine withdrawal.
She needs a good, like, vodka martini in her because her words were, like, way more loaded than Dorinda was at all this season. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a lot of, like, shade underneath that, and I think it was a little holier-than-thou, self-righteous, kind of like, I need to check you because I'm in a clear
Even when
state
she
of mind.
When she went off about Ramona's house, it was very, like...
Talking about the chia pets
yeah.
and all
Yeah,
that stuff.
She
I
was
know.
Just like...
She traded in the tequila for some Haterade. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it continues on because Luann and Bethany are making a lipstick for fun, and they're talking about how they don't hold grudges, and there's no relationship, so it's still continuing on both ends.
It bothered me because I felt Dorinda was very genuine in her apology when they were on the island.
Absolutely.
And for Luann to still come back and be like, I can't be, like, whatever. It's just, like, she actually, like, it was real. Like, it was a real apology. She actually meant it. And I don't know what else she would want or need from her. Like,
she
it was
kept
just
saying, like, it was so dark. You were so dark. But it's, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess, like, it does come from someplace, but, like, as your friend, like, I think you trust that more than anybody else. And you think maybe, like, maybe there was some cause for concern as somebody that's my friend and that cares about me, but, like, I don't know. I think Luann is together.
They were on vacation together. You know what it is? I just feel like sometimes when someone does something to you, you want to take time to, like, revel in the hurt and be like, I need to be mad for a couple days, and then when you come with that genuine apology, we can move on. But when you come the very next day, like, I haven't had time to really really process it. It doesn't really matter, though, because the apology was genuine. So it's like,
it was genuine.
I know you wanted to revel in it for a couple days, but we can't.
Take it, digest it, let it go like diarrhea.
Exactly.
And then she came up and apologized at the end of the episode, too, and Luann still wasn't even about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like Luann should recognize that Jorinda is still saying she's sorry, still recognizing her and doing all that. And being someone else's friend, Luann should say, I need to, move past it.
And also,
I don't understand.
Reflect on, how Jorinda feels. Like, she felt like she was being, a little bit.
She's been a little judgmental, which I really am not appreciating. Just because she's sober right now. So she's like, Jorinda, she needs to acknowledge the problem. And I'm like, girl, calm down a little bit. Yeah. You know what I mean? But what I did appreciate was she was spilling the tea on Ramona's house and letting Bethany know it was so bad, making Bethany laugh. That's how much shade there was. And she sang a cappella for us.
I know.
For like 5 seconds. It was like more than I saw at the cabaret show, let me tell you. Like,
really?
Well, the thing about it is like she barely sang at the cabaret show and I could barely hear her anyway. So her singing on camera for 5 seconds without anything else happening
glorious.
Was actually like more than I've gotten in a really long time. So thanks, Carol's Luann. Acting like she's busy. And she's saying that her book might be a TV series. She shows up with all these books and she's like, I just had this meeting. They're trying to make it into a TV series. Hi, we already have one. It's called Girl's Guide to Divorce on Bravo.
But this is a widow.
I know, but I just feel like it's too close to home.
It is similar, but yeah, I mean, if she has that going for her, then good
I know.
For her.
I'm just being shady.
It's not an original storyline. Like, I get it. Like, it's no.
It's we're being shady. We're being shady AF. Comment below.
But just it's like they were on the show.
It's so pretentious of her to think that like we can create a show out of her being a widow. Like, there's so many other widows.
She
like, get over yourself, Carol.
She was so like not even arrogant about it, though. She was very like, it might not happen. I don't want to get my hopes up. She wasn't like shoving it down anyone's throat. It was just she came
I
from a book
like
meeting to have
I know. I know. We're being shady. But, one thing I wanted to touch because we are watching in the live chat. Hi, Charlie in Charge. Charlie in Charge says, Jorinda is taking out her secret anger towards Bethany for calling her an alcoholic on TV on Luann. What do we think about that? That's a very interesting.
But she didn't know that at the time. She didn't know that Bethany had said that at the time.
What do you mean?
She said that she didn't realize Bethany was actually accusing her of being an alcoholic until she watched the show back.
Oh, yeah, because everything is still kind of fuzzy.
Yeah.
It does happen.
I mean, when you're drunk, like, you don't always remember everything that everybody else says.
Loves it. You know what? You know, it just. They're all just a big old mess, let me just say. They're just a big old mess.
With diapers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Jorinda always adds some shade over there.
Yeah.
At Bethany's house. She was definitely adding a little shade, which I loved.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we get to the Cosmo party, the athletic leisure wear. I'm wearing athletic leisure wear right now. I have my Nikes on. I'm looking like I'm going to the gym, but I'm not actually going to the gym.
You know, it's the thought that counts.
I know.
So, like, I commend you.
Thank you. Feel like I did work out when I wore yoga pants.
Yeah, that's, like, the thing. That's the look. You wear it. It makes people think, like, wow, I wish
but
I was
But it doesn't,
them.
Though. Like, I feel like you think that it makes you think that you're athletic, but, like, you're not fooling anybody.
I fool
in
myself.
General.
I fool myself.
Well, the proof is in the pudding. Hello. You know, I could be wearing gym clothes, and then come in with, like, Popeye oils.
Popeye oil.
Well, because on Monday I did talk about on the air how I had Popeyes right before.
You have a little biscuit. Right?
Exactly. So Thomas was like, get it, Popeyes. Throw a little shade. I love it. Carol said, said it right. Of course Heather's here. Oh my God. Heather showing up, trying to be relevant with the self-absorbed comments. First of all, tell us something we don't know about Bethany.
Holla.
Holla. Mama. Oh my God, Heather.
Heather was like one of the worst casting. She was just so boring.
It was like seeing Taylor Armstrong on TV again. I was just like, you guys are clearly super excited to be on the camera.
To come back.
Yes.
Desperado.
I think they do it to see, like, what the fans are going to say, to be like, oh, should we? And then they hear it, and they're like, okay, never mind. That's why they're not
Dorinda
on it anymore.
Dorinda really is the bone collector, so to speak, from, mm-hmm. like, Atlanta Talk. Like, she really is the gossip queen.
Who?
Mm-hmm. Dorinda. Yeah. Because
I
Heather's like,
I love it,
I heard you're finding your voice.
Yeah.
Like, really? Did that come from Dorinda, or is that Heather's shade? But, like, either way, I would have been like, excuse me? Because she's like, well, because you've always had a voice to me.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, no, that Dorinda definitely is the charade of New York, for sure.
I love it, though.
Thoughts on Heather, please.
I mean, it was a friend giving another friend advice. I feel like I've been in that situation when...
It's a very political answer.
So
you like Heather?
I don't dislike her.
Like, you know, we're seeing it in the live chat. I'm seeing some pros for Heather. But do we like Heather, yes or no? Put it in the live chat. We want
to
know.
I didn't hate her feedback this episode.
There's nothing to like about her. like she's so, like, vanilla that, like, it's like I don't dislike her.
There's actually one thing to like. My favorite Heather moment when she's like, don't tell me anything, mother effer. And I was like, and then Aviva goes, where did you learn that? Prison?
Yeah.
That was the best thing Heather's ever done.
Looking at his wife.
Her husband's sitting there like, oh my God, she's so alpha and I'm terrified of her. This is what she does to me at home. She beats me.
But it's like, unless you're Aviva and you have a leg to throw, like, not memorable.
Yeah. Like, we talked about that, you know? Aviva, she was not good at all, but she made herself iconic by throwing the leg. Yeah. Even if it was fake. Even if it was fake.
We're still talking about it.
We're still talking about it. And Adam is there with his four-day trophy.
Ugh.
And Scott's there looking like J. Crew.
Slash, what was the trophy for?
For the marathon.
But this wasn't a marathon party. The marathon party
was... Are we still talking about the damn marathon that happened like 6 months ago? Like, we ran it.
The marathon. No, she still wanted to talk about it because she made, like, a reference to it.
I can't... This after party is, like, longer than the damn marathon. I can't take it anymore.
But they haven't seen each other since, so he's like, I want to get her something for the accomplishment.
Did you see his eyes? Those were, like...
He was, like, looking at her like, I want you, and I was I was so confused.
Also, why does it take 4 days to pick out a trophy?
So why
no,
was
he was designing
Scott?
It.
No, but why was he texting Scott like it was like the most extravagant gift he could ever get his ex-girlfriend?
That was Scott trying to get camera time, and he was like, oh my God, he worked on it for like 4 days. Oh, the camera's
that
on?
Was, I'm
the
sorry,
camera's on
that
me?
That was a vanilla moment for Tinsley and Scott. Like, as a couple, that was just like...
She shows up wearing handlebars, what are they called?
Pintails. Those were bad.
Pigtails.
Those were
that was
so
a bad.
Bad.
Look
toddlers
for her.
And tiaras, once
I liked
again.
The
sorry.
Columbia,
I saw
but the pants were like.
I feel like Adam is getting like bro jobs.
I can't believe
on the side.
Some of you guys are saying that Heather's your favorite housewife
no,
ever.
No,
Heather? Oh, come
of
on.
All people.
I could see you say like 50-50 because that is me with her, but she's not ever.
No. Ever, you guys, no.
Back to the news.
So, yeah, we're gonna keep going. Bethany is once again showing us where the magic happens, because business is a process, you know? It's not just a launch party. Sonia's tagging along because they're the new BFFs. Two whack jobs, according to her. I'm loving all of this. I'm loving the sanding of the pelvis area. You know,
who
I love
knew?
A good bulge. Love a good bulge. Thoughts? What do we think about the Sonia BFF thing and the showing of the process? Because Bethany does do this. She she doesn't just put her mouth where or you know
her
what
name
it,
on
money
a product.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, she always shows us what's actually happening and that she's really involved.
I do appreciate Bethany showing us that. And I'm really digging Sonia in this episode, not gonna lie. When she just doesn't take herself seriously at all.
Thank you. I love that.
I love it.
Sonia this whole season.
Yeah.
Like she at the beginning with her Tinsley thing was a little bit like, what are you doing? But like this whole season she's been pretty like funny and on it and just herself it seems like.
Yeah,
and
she's
I love
been
it.
Very Sonia. You know, she had to tag along. She has her own fashion brand and Bethany's her mentor so she has to shadow her.
I love it.
And I loved that she was dropping the knowledge too. Like she,
I know,
yeah.
You
could
see she was so happy.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely.
It was a cute scene.
She was in her element, like she said.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was a cute scene and I'm sure she bagged one of the production guys at the end of it.
Mr. Probably. TV guy. Who do we
She's
think
She's like,
that?
I got a diaper. You want to see what's under it?
I would have been like, show me behind what's behind the other blanket. He's like, I have all the like curtains, like they're like blankets.
Really weird.
Oh, New York City. It's so honest. You know what I mean? We don't have a wall, so I'm going to put up a blanket and we're going to act like it's a wall. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just New York. I've stayed in one of those rooms where it was like, oh, it's, yeah, I have my own room. I'm like, this is a curtain and they're going to hear everything that's about to go down.
And you did.
And they did. And Jorinda and John are having lunch because he's a working man and he's going on the Rachel Ray show, giving away hats. He's team Jorinda. And Jorinda, you know, says, I'm liking what's happening and I'm liking John right now and planting the seed right of what's going to happen. You know, she's like, I want to get you to the cabaret show. We're going to see what's going to happen next episode. What do we think about John and Jorinda?
I think we looked at each other at this when she said, oh, we've been together as I was married to her husband that died. And I was like, why bring that up? Like, why?
I think the bigger issue is the fact that she was only married to Richard for like six years. I was like, I thought you were married to this man for like 15 years and you were only married to him for 6 years. Like, don't ever talk about Richard again right now. Like, I am done. Like, I would rather hear Carol's widow story on TV.
Don't you dare, Zach.
He is not here for the widows. He is not here for it.
No.
Don't you dare.
But it is kind of true. It's just like, I get it. Like, that, I don't really get it because I've never been divorced or widowed or whatever, but I'm just saying for them to start a new relationship, but she keeps talking about Richard in front of him, and that just has to like dig
John
at you.
John has accepted everything that Jorinda comes with, which is like the flakiness of the relationship.
But it's just so disrespectful.
Yeah,
it's
at like a certain point you have to just...
Even if it was like a divorced husband or whatever, you don't tell the person you're with, like, oh, we're together for almost as long as my last relationship. Like, you just don't do that.
Yeah, then, it's like, kind of weird to bring up the other relationship.
And then she did it when they were at the dinner, and was it the Hamptons with Bethany's, what's his, Dennis?
Yes.
Dennis. And he was, oh, Richard had a bald head,
uh-huh,
too. And it's like, really? Like, why?
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, it's just so disrespectful.
Maybe that's why she doesn't like John, because he's not, like, fully bald.
Maybe.
Like, he doesn't do it for her. He's got a little bit of hair, and she, like, doesn't want to see that down there.
You know what? The one thing we're going to talk about with John, I like that Jorinda said that he has been consciously just trying to be a better man altogether, and I like that, just because he hasn't really shown really good sides on the show.
Yeah, I did like that when she said it.
You know what I mean? I love, like, him and Ramona's fight, and we obviously can't forget.
Oh, that was great.
And we obviously can't forget, what are you doing here with that Jorinda? Yeah. Iconic.
Hello, that's what he's doing here with that Jorinda.
Iconic, and we move on to the ageless party where Sonia brings her own shoes to give out. She saw it as a win-win. She's like, these people need not just the ageless, whatever, the ageless stuff, but they need shoes.
Is it really ageless, though? Because I feel like it'll be dead in 6 months.
It's also so
I don't even know if it's actually out there.
Part.
We'll talk about that later.
She tried to watch what happens
live.
She's like,
I don't want to plan a lunch with like my friends to hand out my shoes. I don't want to plan a party, so I'm just going to bring it to
the Ramona could have really freaked out too.
No, I know, but to me it's like, who doesn't want a good pair of shoes? I'd be like, thank you.
Because you're getting a pair of shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you were the hostess of the party, you'd be like, what is happening?
Yeah, but Ramona was getting a pair.
And Ramona handled it really well.
Got a pair?
She was fit.
That's fine. That's why Ramona was like, I'm gonna give you 10 minutes. I'm gonna put on my shoes first.
Everyone got a pair except for Jorinda and Carol.
Exactly.
Yeah, which I thought was, you know,
fair.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. You know, and while we're at it, Dorinda's apologizing again, and Luann's like, can't cop for the bad behavior. And I'm like, cop? Yeah. Glad you recognized the pun yourself. But I thought it was just a little too much. I feel like Luann could have just took off the coals by now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, fine if there's steam, but like, why are we still putting fire under this? We're going to take it all the way to the reunion that you're not going to show up for.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
She's apologized so many times. And the thing that bothers me the most is that Luann says it's fake.
What's fake?
Jorinda's apology.
Oh, yeah.
She's it's like, not, show me, show me, not, show
it's
me.
So it's such There's a genuine, mm-hmm. like, you can see the sincerity in Jorinda when she apologizes. And it's like, I don't know, like, when that's your friend and you've had such a long relationship, like, you cut them some slack.
Exactly. The relationships are there, and, you know, we've been here doing this for a long time as well, so make sure to subscribe to our channels. We have plenty of channels for you to subscribe from, and don't worry about the pesky notifications. You can turn them off, mm-hmm. but subscribe to one or two of our channels.
Or just, all of them.
Or all of them. We have so many shows. So there are Shots of Sunset is coming up.
Yeah.
Real Housewives of Dallas.
Yes, and you're on Real Housewives of Orange County.
I'm on Real Housewives of Orange County, and make sure to check that out.
And Very Cavallari.
And Very Cavallari yeah. Sundays, yeah.
Just go down the line.
Yeah. I want a new one for CNT, Bachelorette Weekend, y'all.
Subscribe to that reality channel and you'll yes. see all of us on the regs.
Comment. Exactly. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes. It wasn't like the most exciting episode, but it was a setup episode because, you know, we're going to towards the end right now and it's all leading up to the big reveal, Luann's cabaret show. Sonia's dress is going to fly off. Ramona gives it to Bethany one more time. And you know what? Since I went to Luann's cabaret show, I'm going to give you guys some personal video as a little treat for next week's episode from the show. But for now, let's get into our Twitter sphere. We're reading your tweets. We're pulling them up. Make sure to tweet us if you want your tweet showcased on AfterBuzz podcast here.
Yeah. Yes.
So let's take it away. Chelsea, you start with your tweets.
I mean, so this is the first one. We have new family crest slippers from Sonia Morgan. If you can see, they are the poop emoji.
They look
beautiful, and I think it might be a good idea.
That's a nice shade of blue.
Yeah.
That is a nice shade of blue.
And limited edition.
I love the poop things.
Cartagena
so
edition.
Birdie Boo Boo.
Yes.
Poopity poop.
Are those
good.
Christian Louboutins? Yeah. Where can I get those?
They are like that style of slip-on, very chic, very expensive shoes. Let's move on to the next one. Chelsea.
Okay, so Carol looks like Adam's hip disco granny. I loved her gold chain. Like, why? Why did we have a gold chain? This is not Run DMC. What are you doing here, girl?
She's rocking the, like, I ran a marathon look.
I couldn't do it. The best look from the party, I think we all agreed, was Dorinda.
That's so funny.
Dorinda.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She came in with that big old booty. And it's so funny that we're talking about looks with that scene between Adam and Carol because it was such a close-up. I could literally see every feature on their face.
Especially Carol.
Carol has some big teeth.
See, I feel like
you said that. I was like,
I feel like Adam dated Carol and, like, she taught him a few things in bed. And then he's like, now I can work this out on Tinder. And, like, find me a new boo and show them my skills because grandma taught me some new tricks.
Well, you know, now he's running back. He wants some
literally
coffee.
Running.
He's like, I need to upgrade my skills.
He's like, let me show you what I've learned. Yeah, you know what? Adam was looking a little, I don't know.
He was looking fresh and, you know.
Yeah.
He wanted like to go home with her
like
that
about
night.
Yeah.
He looked like, I don't know, like Bedhead. You know?
Mm. Maybe he was banging a grandma.
Like
on
his
way
the vegan. He's like the vegan guy you take home from the vegan restaurant. He's the vegan waiter you take home.
You like take down his tofurkey.
You too.
All right, we have one more tweet. We have one more tweet, and this is actually super exciting. This happened tonight, guys.
Yes.
I watched the episode earlier, and I went on Twitter, and Bethany, you know, people are tweeting her. This is the tweet. It says, you could have acknowledged Ramona's, her invitation or her progress with her skincare line. And Bethany goes, it doesn't exist. And as a businesswoman, I am done allowing people to pretend business is easy or have pretend parties to launch products that are fairy tales. Watch cartoons if you want a fantasy.
Ooh,
so the shots are fired. And you know what? I looked up Ramona's links, and you cannot buy her products. Like,
I know.
There's nothing that's linking to an actual business. And you know what? I've tried to buy her wine in the past because, hello, hashtag turtle time.
Who wouldn't?
I'm a true fan, and I wanted to support Ramona back in the days.
So what does this, where do the links go? Is it, like, coming soon?
It literally, it goes to, like, a wine boutique or something, and then it says, so sorry, we're out of stock of this.
Yeah.
You can check out all these others.
Exactly. But as far as the skincare line, people were tweeting that it doesn't exist, and people were saying that Bethany's calling out something that's actually pretty much true.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it's kind of true. Like, she really needs to push it and promote it, and she just thinks, like, being her is enough when it's just not. I think she just likes to be like, I have this and I have this. But it's like, do you have
like
it?
She's not like a lifestyle brand. She's like a meme. She's a GIF on Twitter that like you love to tweet, but like not that you're actually going to buy skincare from.
Well, here's the thing is like, if you present something,
Lindsay Lohan,
if you present something on the show, I should be able to look it up that day and buy it.
No, yeah. It's so true.
I mean, she was very, we brought up Sheree and Dorinda having equivalencies. This was very Sheree-like for Ramona with the home and not having her home together. And then the She by Sheree line, that took like forever. And this is her skincare line. So it's very, she has some parallels with that.
Sheree. Yeah, and it's surprising because she teamed up with an actual dermatologist and business person. So it's weird that it's not really
coming together.
Well, I mean, even to Bethany's point, maybe it's just very hard for a business to get off the ground, and she is not equipped to do so.
I mean,
she's not a businesswoman.
But like Leanne said, she had two other people, so I feel like they could have gotten it off the ground and used Ramona as like the.
I've done enough of these types of deals. When you have a celebrity involved, like the doctors or whatever feel like all of the promotion is going to come on the celebrity and they expect the celebrity to sell the product.
Okay.
And Ramona can't sell product. Like, she's not a businesswoman and she doesn't have the brain, like, the smarts to actually launch a successful business, and that's why she never has.
Well, you know
Sorry,
what, though?
She's a divorcee.
The truth.
Lisa Rinna, like, is on QVC and she's selling out sweaters and she's selling out stuff. So, I don't know. We're going to have to see. The proof is in the pudding, you guys. We're not trying to be so shady, but we haven't been able to see anything. And you know what? I haven't been able to buy Ramona's wine. So I'm going to have to jump on the bandwagon on this one.
But I feel like the Popeyes vibe is working for you. Like, your skin's looking glowy today.
Thank you very much.
No.
Too oily or just enough?
Just enough.
Thank you. I don't know if it was loaded. You know how these...
Loaded like Dorinda.
Loaded like Luann. Let's get into our news and gossip section. We have a lot to talk about. We have our news and gossip.
After
little music, which I love. So, you guys, we have a lot to talk about, but one thing we have to mention first, we're keeping it in the family, and we're talking about all the franchises. One that I couldn't contain, Denise Richards is officially joining The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yay.
And Andy is very excited. And she's very excited. She said she's excited to meet the ladies and join with them, hopefully have fun, and she's even very eager, and she wants to really meet Boy George.
I want her to start some drama, because this past season of Beverly Hills was not good enough.
I feel like adding her is going to add some drama. I loved her old reality show.
I know. I was going to say I watched it, and I loved her. I loved her dad.
Yeah.
Denise Richards, it's complicated.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Bring it to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm here for it.
We are super excited. Denise Richards, I have liked her forever. 90s realness, Wild Things, one of the best threesome scenes I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, exactly. Sorry. Totally. We totally went there.
Denise, they just need to bring back Brandy Glanville, and I'm happy.
That would do.
Oh, man. They need to bring back Brandy. And Brandy's like on the radar because she's been tweeting.
She
tweeted recently, thank God for iCloud. I have all these messages from the Real Housewives, so I dare any of you to come for me.
I think she's just desperate to be on the show.
Oh, she's totally desperate.
I think that's
what you love about Brandy. You
show.
Love that she's like desperate and drunk. Like, those are her prime assets.
But I think that's why she's not going to be back on the show because she wants it too badly.
I need her back on. Last season was so
bad that we need
to recover.
Brandy.
Oh, Brandy needs to come back. She was totally, like, ridiculous towards the end of her season. She needed to, like, have a break, and even if it was a forceful break. She was slapping people on everything.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing about it is that she just made...
She made it happen,
and she's part of the iconic fight when Kim Richards and Kyle Richards stand up at the same time.
Game night.
Oh, yeah.
You are a slut pig. Hello.
In the bathroom.
My favorite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At least I wasn't doing crystal meth in the bathroom. Yeah. It's totally amazing.
It's good. It's great.
We still have more news and gossip, though. Bethany Frankel is throwing shade. I'm telling you, she's on a roll, and
Shocker.
She is not letting anything
Love
go.
It.
She's saying real money woes. Bethany Frankel, she's shading her co-star. She's saying that they can't afford their living, basically. They can't afford what they're showcasing, so that's why they're not going to be able to showcase anymore. I think she's throwing shade at Carol, which I don't know if Carol's ever had financial troubles.
Well, she didn't classify if it was just specifically to her show, or yeah, if it were Housewives.
She just said Housewives in general.
Yeah, which I could agree. Like, I feel like a lot of Atlanta she Housewives was one of them, live beyond their means.
Yeah. Well,
she was.
And she
yeah.
was one
and
of the poor
admitted
ones.
She was in $20,000 of credit card.
To the full context of her statement, she did say that, like, there are some Housewives that are spending so much money that, like, if the show were to ever go away, like, they would be screwed.
Oh,
yeah.
Totally.
Which I think is fair, and I think a lot of people do that.
Exactly.
But I think there was a lot of shade, especially, like, towards people like Dorinda, who, like, create these fake businesses, and they have this whole lifestyle that they want to portray on camera that, like, it's not realistic, mm-hmm. and it's not really what they can... They're living beyond their means.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is if something comes on the show, I want to be able to buy it, you know, whether
absolutely.
It's...
Absolutely.
Whether it's Lisa Rinna's, like, sweater coats, which are actually kind of really cute
Vanderpump
and cozy
Vanderpump Sangria. You can get it at Sir down the street.
Exactly. Yeah. Vanderpump Sangria.
Shannon's
we're keeping it
food.
All in the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Randy had a wine for a minute.
Did she?
Unfiltered Blonde. And she was doing, like, bottle signings. That lasted, like, 2 months.
But at least
she
lasted.
Tried.
Brandy,
tried.
You know, the thing about Brandy is that she really pissed me off while she was on the show, though. Because she really did some things that were out of line.
Yeah.
But when she did fight, it was so good.
She was a dirty fighter.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the iconic table scene really, really quickly when they were fighting and the Vanderpump Rules people were like, LaToya Jackson's out there fighting.
Yeah.
What's the freaking Latino girl from Beverly Hills?
Joyce.
Joyce. She was on it for one season.
Oh, she's the worst.
Joy and Jess.
You guys, thank you so much. Tweet us. Let us know who you would want back. Because next episode, we're going to finally get to the Luann Cabaret show. Let's have some predictions really quickly. What do we think is going to happen for next week's episode?
It's just going to be a great showdown with Dorinda and Luann, and I cannot wait. I just can't wait.
Tress flies off and everything.
Who doesn't love a good Dorinda slur?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get more Dorinda slurs. I love it. Luann just needs to let go. She's like a dog with a bone, and she needs to just let it go. I think we're actually going to get a fun, lighthearted finale.
Yeah, I think we're going to have some good fights. I'm really looking forward to Ramona giving it to Bethany.
One more time.
And, yeah, Luann, it's going to be a mess. I think the cabaret show is going to be, like, a god-awful mess.
Shit show.
Oh, yeah.
The rehearsal was horrible, so.
Yeah.
Not much to look forward to.
Oh, my
to.
God, that rehearsal.
Well, people say if the rehearsal's bad, then the show will be great.
Well, that's like sometimes that happens, but you know what? This New York show is iconic, so I wish I would have been there.
Yes. Mm.
Thank God we're going to see it next Wednesday, and we'll be here breaking it down for you guys. And then we're going to have the reunion, so don't worry, we still have some time. We still have a couple more weeks to go. Thank you so much for downloading us. Thank you so much for watching. Give us a thumbs up now. Thank you for watching the live chat. Comment below on the actual show as well. We really, really like it. Follow us on our social medias. I am your host, Hollywood Leanne. Leanne Castillo. You can find me on all the things at Hollywood Leanne. And check out the blog. We got some good stuff coming on.
Hey guys, Chelsea Sark Jones. You can catch me on Instagram at @C_S Jones and on my website, ChelseaSarkJones.com.
Hi guys, I'm Zach Peter. You can follow me at JessBlindZach or just head to JessBlindZach.com.
I'm Sarah Serio. Again, thanks for watching, and you can follow me at @SSerio for so much fun.
So much fun. Bye, AfterBuzzers.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.